Lee, must be delighted.
Yeah, obviously really pleased. You know, we've had a fortnight to build for this game, and I think it showed out there today. We, at the beginning of the year, obviously we got beat 7-0 at our place, and I said that when the fixture list come out, it's a game we were expected to win and our fans expected to win, and I think there's a different case tonight, and I think that's a little bit of credit to Dennis Betts, where he's got his witness team at the moment, and obviously flying high and you know, in good form. So obviously to put a performance like that in against a team that are in red hot form was pleasing.
It was a quick game and it suited you.
I think so, yeah. We knew, you know, if season's gone by, that pitch makes it a quick game. And, you know, when you have a look at our back line, some of the wheels and gas we've got in there in Sean Rankin and Lancaster and Crooks, you know, we're a toy side. So we just needed to create a little bit of space for them, and I thought we did that tonight.
Didn't start the best way, 6-0 down, but you certainly recovered and the rest is history.
Very similar to last week at London, you know, 6-0 down, and also the second half as well. We spoke about getting off to a flying start in the second half, you know, and ended up making 13 consecutive tackles. So that was a great response. And we spoke about, you know, we've been here on numerous occasions in a close game, and it's really important that the second half we go out and get a result, you know, in the second part of the season. And I think, you know, 8 games ago we probably wouldn't have got that tonight with the way we started the second half. So that was really, really pleasing.
We'll go right back to the kickoff. Noah Miller, and you picked Richard Holm. What was your thought plan there?
Yeah, just he's been off, you know, simple as that. He's been off of his performances. Was off at Leeds, was off at London. And, you know, Richard's been, you know, his training and in and around the environment has been sprightly. Cheers, Dennis. Has been sprightly, and, you know, I think that selection justified itself tonight.
Bit of extra maturity there, maybe?
Definitely, yeah. And I think it's the first time he's played a ranking out show this year. So, you know, we might have found a partnership there that hopefully we can flourish.
The big guys in the middle again. I thought that Westerman, Watts, Thompson, Pierre, fantastic.
Yeah, I thought Watts, the last couple of games, I think he's really has been, you know, I think he's a better starter than he is an interchange, and I think he really has stood up for us in the last couple of games. And, you know, the others you mentioned have been fantastic, but, you know, a special mention probably to Jordan Thompson. I thought he was absolutely fantastic when he came on, and he's a very athletic middle, and I think that shows in his carries.
Masterstruck by yourself putting him there, Lee. He's a renovation in this season.
I'm not going to take credit for that. It's a credit to him. Obviously, he deserves all the applause. But you know, it's a little, I hate to say it, and I don't want to disrespect the middles, but it's an easier job defensively with regards to decision making and you know, where to be and where to put yourself, and timing on execution of runs is a little bit simpler, and I think that suits Jordan with the IQ that he's got.
But he's got some speed, but his thing is his footwork.
Yeah, he's got leg drive. He's got leg drive into collision, and he's got some late movement before collision, and not only that, but he's quick. You know, he's quick for a middle, and that shows. And you know, over the month we've always going, and you know, hence the reason I think he's, you know, he's played in all but one game this year for us.
I think it would be wrong not to talk about the youngster on the wing. He's finding this Super League like rather easy, isn't
he? Yeah, he's got a bit of a try scoring ratio, a bit like myself.
You know, and me.
Yeah, and yourself as well. Okay, yeah, no, it's great. And the you know, we're trying to keep his feet on the ground. You know, as you well know, it's this city's very easy to ball players up and you know, put wind probably where it shouldn't go. And you know, we're trying to keep him level-headed and out of the limelight. And you know, hopefully it'll just all come natural to him. He seems a pretty relaxed type of guy, a kid, and you know, that's shown in his performances.
It's a knack, and it's a nice knack to have, to know where the line is.
Yeah, you know, okay, all top-end wingers have that knack, and like I said, he hasn't been playing the game too long. You know, he's a late, he took late to the game from football, and like I say, he just seems a natural finisher of the football, and he's a nice kid, and he's one of them kids that you tell, you know, you ask him to change something, and he does it straight away, which is really pleasing for us.
Jamie Shaw, another hat-trick. Again, he's just improving all the time.
Again, yeah. And, you know, it was a point I made, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, with Jacob, with Jamie and with Jordan. You know, they've probably played 105 games between them at first grade. You know, Richard Owens played 350 now, 350, so, you know, so it just shows how, inexperienced they are, and you know the position we've been in this year, where we've been up and down and up and down. They've never been in it before. You know they haven't seen adversity before at Super League level, and it's a first for them, and they'll be better for that. And Jamie will certainly be better for that. And you know we're just hoping he carries on improving the way he does. And you know he training is fantastic, and like, again another late, you know, late coming to the professional game. So he's just taking it with both hands.
Last couple of questions, mate. Be a tougher test next week in the south of France.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but as a player, it was a place I was like, you know, I was enjoy the you know getting away with the players, and it was almost a mid-season tour, you know, camp, you know, within the season. So we're looking forward to it on the back end of this result, and you know we're looking forward to playing again in nice conditions and playing some footy.
Any injuries today, mate, last one?
Not what I know of, pal, no. There was a couple of precaution substitutes at the end. We brought Westy and Gaz off and fought the both and the rest, and obviously we wanted to look after them a little bit. Same with Horney. So, no, everybody, clean bill of health.
Congratulations, mate. Great win.
Thank you. Cheers, pal. Thank you.